Consequently, if anything's going to happen in this country to turn it around, we're going to need a renaissance, an intellectual, spiritual renaissance. Because you can't do it with arms. Adolf Hitler rose to power the same way George Bush did. It's the simple Mickey Mouse routine that it works every time. I'm ashamed of this country, and I'm ashamed of the people who call themselves Americans who drive around with a damn silly-ass flag on their car and not even realize that's not an American flag. All you got to do is do your homework. You'll find out that is a United States flag. And it's not even an original United States flag, because an original United States flag has these stripes going vertical, not horizontal. But who the hell knows that? Who cares? I mean, we just put a flag on your car and drive around like a fool. It is a disgrace. Somewhere along the line, we're going to discover we've been had, if we haven't already figured it out. I want to show you how the planet Saturn, the Saturnalian Brotherhood, the worship of the planet Saturn. Saturn's color was black. Each one of the gods and each one of the planets were associated with a different color. Green was associated with Venus, and that's why today in Islamic countries today you will see all of their flags and heraldry in Islamic world are in green. And you'll see the crescent with the star. Many people think the crescent is the crescent of the moon, but it is not. According to the actual research documents, the crescent on the Islamic flags is the crescent of the planet Venus. And the star represents Venus. It is a religion that is based on the worship of Venus, but which has incorporated the Saturnalian philosophy in it. So, like all the other religions, it is also a very eclectic religion. We hear that God's name is Yahweh. Let me tell you something about Yahweh. I mean, I've spent 42 years looking at this stuff, and as far as I'm concerned, I'm amazed at how many people don't even begin to know what these words mean. Yahweh is not the name of God. Yahweh in Hebrew is an expressive term. It's expressing something. It's describing something. It's not a formal name of God. Yahweh in Hebrew simply means, and the best way to explain what the word means is to take a garden hose and twist, hold the end of it, turn on the water, and you feel the pressure building up. When you release the hose, it's a release of pressure. It's a release of energy. In the Hebrew, in the ancient Hebrew, the release of dynamic energy was called Yahweh. And it was always associated with sex. It's the building up of the sexual urge and the releasing of sex in the sex act was referred to in the ancient Phoenician Canaanite system as being one with Yahweh, the explosion of divine creativity. That's why our Jewish physicists have told us the universe came into existence by a big bang.